Folks, every time the scripture reading is from the book of wisdom, we probably want to sit back and let the words sink in. Because the book of wisdom really answers the deepest longings and questions of the human heart, of the human soul. But just a caveat here, we are reading from the first and second chapters of the book of wisdom, and there are a total of 40 verses in these two chapters, and we have read four of those. So you know that you're getting an excerpt of these two chapters. So I'm going to strongly recommend and propose that when you go home, do read the rest of chapters 1 and 2 of wisdom, because there's much wisdom in there. But I'm choosing to focus on three of the sayings from the book of wisdom and reflect on that and just draw one practical implication at the end of it all. Okay? But here is the first thought. Wisdom says, God did not make death, nor does he rejoice in the destruction of the living. Now we know from the book of Genesis that when God created the world, each time God completed an act, God would say it was good. But there's an enduring question that human beings have, which is, if God is good, and if the creation that God made is good, then where did death and destruction, sin and evil come from? And wisdom today answers that question for us. Wisdom says, by the envy of the devil, by the envy of the devil, death entered the world. Wisdom does not tell us where the devil came from, but wisdom tells us of the origin of death and destruction. So it says it's devil's envy. Now, who was the devil envious of? What was the devil envious of? The devil was envious of Adam and Eve, the very first human beings. Why? Because they were made in God's image and likeness. Secondly, God gave them control of all of creation. So wisdom says that the devil was envious of, and it is the devil's envy that brings about death and destruction. So wisdom is telling us two things: that death and destruction came from outside God. God did not create it. And secondly, that it's the devil's envy that ruined God's plan for humanity. Second thought for reflection. Just a word about humanity that God created. Wisdom tells us, for God formed man to be imperishable. The image of his own nature he made him. In wisdom's eyes, human beings by nature were not immortal. Only God is immortal. If we believe that we have this invitation to immortality, it's because God has given that as a gift to us. Right? Now, wisdom tells us yet another very significant truth about the human race: that we have the freedom to make choices. And wisdom puts it this way. She says, by the envy of the devil, death entered the world, and they who are allied with him experience it. In other words, death and destruction comes to human beings because we freely choose to ally with the devil. Now, Adam and Eve made a free choice, and so death and destruction is our experience today. But that does not have to be the case for eternity. God gives us the invitation to be part of that immortal nature of God. Wisdom also tells us that allying with the devil and evil has consequences. What is it? Death and destruction. So it's not that God is imposing death and destruction on us, but our choice makes this consequence to be part of our existence. So this is what wisdom is saying to us. So here's the third point, and I'm going to go to the gospel for all of this. In light of what we just heard from wisdom, today's gospel reading becomes very significant. Jesus, we see, went about the towns and villages just doing good. Now we know that Jesus was sent by God to restore creation to its original goodness, and that's what Jesus did. He really was not somebody who did good, he was goodness itself. Jesus was God, and Jesus was goodness itself. And in this world, he only allied with God. Three temptations in the desert. The devil invited him to ally with the devil. Jesus refused. Unconditionally and irrevocably, Jesus refused to ally with the devil and evil. Rather, Jesus goes about doing good. This whole gesture of Jesus actually laying his hands on this young girl, picking her up and saying, "Arise," it's such a powerful gesture. Jesus never pushed anybody down. Jesus never rejected somebody who needed help. Jesus, there's not one instance of him actually doing harm to somebody. And he was so good that just being around him, you can experience healing. This woman, this is the most unintentional healing of Jesus. This woman just touched the hem of his garment, and he was so good that she experiences healing. What a powerful life that is. And I think here is the only practical implication that I want to offer. I think wisdom invites us to live an intentional life like that of Jesus. Allied with Jesus, our mission in life is to extend our hands to people and raise them up. That is our mission. That is our task. We are not a people who destroy. We are not a people that bring destruction and death. We are a people who, when people come to us in desperation, we raise them up and give them hope and goodness and the presence of God. We are not a people who withdraw our hands from those who come to us in desperation. We are not a people that turn helpless people away. We are a people that only, yes, only offer life and hope and goodness. So I think wisdom is inviting us this week to be the extensions of Jesus. Be the extension of Jesus. Wherever you go, only do good. Allied with Jesus, let us only do good. And Jesus is there to help us. We not only listen to wisdom, but in the Eucharist, we actually receive the body and blood of Christ, right? And so the invitation is truly then to take that presence that was all good, the presence that only did good, take that presence to our broken world. And so wisdom says, please ally only with good. And for us, that good is Jesus. People of God said, Amen.